fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 20th day of June, year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Schools out in many jurisdictions, not in all of them, but they should do this every school day in every school. Quite frankly, here we go. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip today is to store fuel for your vehicles. Make sure you use a high-quality fuel preservative, such as AMSOIL's offers for gasoline and diesel. Also, PRIG for gasoline, PRID as in Delta for diesel fuel. Some of these others really aren't worth your time or your trouble or your money, quite frankly. Those are the good ones. All right, we have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Leon Green. Leon Green is a former officer in the United States Navy. He is one of the most advanced preppers I've ever known, a man about town, and in my opinion, a true expert when it comes to using the essential oils to help you achieve your goals. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John.
You sound perky and bright this morning, my friend.
Yes, sir. I've been up and about it, praising the Lord, and had a great day. Not normally not up this early, so I had a great breakfast and got to speak with my son this morning for the first time in months that he decided to call. So I had a really good day. How about yourself?
Outstanding. Well, I've been up a little over 4 hours myself. I get up at 3:45, and it looks like a beautiful spring day, and I'm looking forward to all the things that I get to do and the opportunities and so forth. Anyway, Leon, pretend president of the United States, Joe Biden, continues to make a fool of himself publicly, doesn't he?
Well, that's one thing he's very consistent at. If you looked at his gaffes and falling off bikes and falling downstairs, Air Force One, and it's just, I mean.
Well, it's sad. It's very sad. It's sad that he's been put in that position. He's going to, most recently, in a speech he gave in the last two or three or four days, he says he's going to blunt climate change by 2020.
By 2020. Well, he's a little behind the curve because he doesn't even know what decade.
Yeah, he's not even know what decade he's living in. Even more, just as bad, if not worse, he was talking about these arm braces that people can put on pistols, saying that it made the pistol a higher caliber and more powerful and more deadly, despite adding. Sign me up. I'm going to get about 10 or 15 of those things. I had no idea that a 9mm could become a 45.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Fantastic, isn't it?
It sure is. I better go to SHOT Show right now and tell them all about the new news that our commander-in-chief, he's just changed all the caliber ratings by himself.
Well, I think it's kind of like magic. That if I take my 9mm Browning high power and I load 9mm, it instantly transform into 45 caliber.
That is insane.
It must be magic. That's all I can think. That's the only explanation.
Exactly. But what happened to him telling his wife she doesn't need an AR? All she has to do is go back in the back porch and shoot off her two-round break-action shotgun and scare them all away, which is not only illegal, but stupid.
Well, it's a shame. And in this Senator Fetterman.
Yes.
He was given the job of introducing the President of the United States in Pennsylvania the other day. Or was it Ohio? It was Ohio, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And he shows up looking like he's ready to go to the hardware store on a Saturday morning wearing a hoodie.
He did the same stuff. He looks just like, what's his name? Zelensky. You know how he wears only his green shirt. Rarely do you see him. Yeah. So both of them are in the same category of, pomp and circumstance.
Well, nothing we can do about the bizarre president of Ukraine, but I'm not sure what we can do. It was mentioned the other night because of the improper voting situation they got in Ohio that a large number of Ohioans had voted for Fetterman before they saw him make a fool of himself in the debates. So, because they had mail-in voting that took place weeks before the actual election, I'm sure there's probably many Ohio voters that probably regret having voted for Fetterman at this point, don't you think?
And I believe it's Pennsylvania. He was supposed to be.
Is it Pennsylvania?
Yes, sir. I just want to make sure because I know our friend in Ohio is going to give us a call about that, or she's probably texting already. But yeah, Fetterman.
Okay, well, let's get that straight. Thank you for the correction. But the early voting in Pennsylvania is largely responsible for Fetterman getting elected, don't you think?
Yes, but the Republicans pulled the cash that was supposed to be going to his opponent, which was Dr. Oz, which was a very competent, and he hasn't had a stroke in the last, 15 minutes like Fetterman did. And he's much, much more coherent than he was before, but he's just one step below Biden in coherence and focus. And so, both of them should be doing rehab, not trying to rehabilitate the United States economy and the infrastructure of both the state and the United States. So this is dismal that we have geriatric patients that don't know what their name is, what decade they are, who they're introducing and who they're talking to. And I just saw that Biden groped some young lady on stage, on TV, and nobody's talking about it. So it's just...
Well, alternative media. But getting back to Fetterman, I know if I prepare something that I'll be reading before a group of people, I do it in 20-point font. And so Fetterman had this prepared document in front of him to read, which included the word infrastructure. And he about three different times, he attempted unsuccessfully to pronounce the word infrastructure. It was really, really embarrassing.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of people blame not only the Democratic Party, but his wife on putting him in this position of humiliation before the entire world.
Yes, sir.
It simply shouldn't happen. He suffered a stroke. He should be in a situation where he's safe and comfortable and can get rehab and all those things. It would be the proper thing to treat anybody who's had a stroke. On one hand. On the other, he does not belong on the floor of the U.S. Senate making these kind of dramatic decisions that need to be made, does he?
Correct, and I think both wives, both Jill Biden and whoever Fetterman's wife is, I don't know her name, but neither one of them should allow their husband to be like, okay, honey, I love you. We, for the, your best health and our family's health, we need to retire, resign, whatever. But they're not going to do it. They're just going to push them until they die, which is really sad.
Yeah, I don't know that. Yeah. Of course, we don't know what goes on behind the scenes. All we know is what we read. Well, let's move on from there. The war in Ukraine continues, doesn't it?
Well, I heard from Mike Adams and a couple others that they had Boris Johnson had gone there. There was a truce with. There was some kind of a peace negotiation that was supposed to go through, and Boris Johnson of England was still around, and he flew to Ukraine and got with Vlad, and they canceled that. So they wanted to keep the gravy train going and everything else attached. Because, you know, if there's not a war going on, then the fear aspect goes down, and they're like, oh, we're going to hold you accountable for messing up the economy, the money's going down the toilet, there's no food, everything's on fire. You know, just a whole list. But so they use fear as a distraction to keep them.
Agriculture, and you're right, agriculture in Ukraine has been wrecked for 10, 20 years plus. The infrastructure, and Ukraine is unique in terms of agriculture. Some of the deepest, greatest topsoil on the planet for growing row crops, corn, wheat, soybeans, you know, all those kinds of row crops. And that infrastructure includes not only the dirt, which the dirt's not going to go away, but the roads, the railroads, storage facilities, tractors that need the maintenance, so there has to be supply depots and maintenance for the tractors, fuel for the tractors, the educated farmers that know how to run these operations. That's all broken, and Ukraine supplies, or did supply, past tense, a percentage of grains for the entire planet, didn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, that is the breadbasket of Europe, and even supplied us a couple of times, just like we reciprocated back in the 70s when they had a wheat issue. But back with, they have messed it up for years because of all the depleted uranium that they're using there. So it is.
Well, I thought that was something recent. The depleted uranium rounds, have they begun arriving in Ukraine? Do you know?
Yes, sir. As far as I know, they've already arrived and they're already deploying them.
Well, they're killing themselves, what they're doing. You know,
exactly.
They may think they're killing Russians, but they're killing themselves, aren't they?
Correct. I mean, here, I'm going to shoot a poison bullet on my own soil, and then I want to expect to eat what grows out of that soil in the next 5 years. That makes a lot of sense, but this whole debacle makes no sense. But that's because this is all attached to a, you know, demonically inspired, and I don't call them elite. They're dirtbags. They're not power elites. These are people who are greedy. They don't appreciate humanity. They don't even. Many of them are not even either transhuman or working with the evil one to pull as many people to hell with him as possible. And that's what's really sad about this whole affair, is that when they say Hosea 4:6 in the Bible, "For my people perish for because of lack of knowledge."
That's right. That's what we're doing this morning, getting the knowledge out. Well, I got some good news. Apparently, Mel Gibson is throwing his support behind the efforts to stop human trafficking, child trafficking. His name recognition will really help that entire effort, won't it?
I agree. I saw that. And also with Jim Caviezel. Except for, I'm just concerned how much they're going to be backstabbed by the Hollywood people, because, you know, obviously, when they start releasing the names like the Epstein, I heard J.P. Morgan is supposed to be giving out billions of dollars to all the people attached to the children and the molestation and the sex rings. And so if they are actually paying out money, there is a crime. I mean, they are the last ones to give out a penny. I mean, look at ATM costs. So when I heard that they're giving out money for all these people who've been violated by the Epstein ring, and they were funneling money through his operations, and they were using J.P. Morgan as the underlying bank. So, you know, there's so many things attached to this, and I'm excited about Mel Gibson's movie, but I'm just thinking that there's going to be a lot of distractions, just like Mr.
Well, he's had pushback for decades. If you look at his body of work, films, he's been exposing the New World Order for decades, hasn't he?
Yes, sir. And then, you know, they of course, they're going to paint him in a bad light when he was talking about, you know, who controls Hollywood. And so, you know, they kept doing the anti-Semitic smear, and it's like, it's just crazy how if somebody wants to stand up and tell the truth, they just paint you, oh, you're against transgenders. And there's never been I don't think there's any major transgender, you know, they're afraid about being killed. Well, that makes sense if you're in Muslim countries and other countries that have sense that are like, no, you're not going to cut off my children's genitals and get paid for it. That's not going to happen. So, you know, they're using fear, saying, oh, there's such hate crime here in America because of this. It's just insane.
There's an article written at the postmillennial.com. The author is Katie Davis Court, dated today's date. And it says that there's an online workshop last week that would have been the week of the 15th for teachers. From 30 teachers from in Western states, posted by the Midwest and Plains Equity Assistance Center, MAP for short. And they discussed how to help trans-identified students to do what they want to do, changing their identity and concealing it from the parents, making sure the parents don't find out that their child is involved with the mental illness of a boy becoming a girl or a girl becoming a boy. And they talk openly about how to do covert operations to prevent the parents from finding out.
That sounds like a RICO.
It is criminal. It is unethical. And it should not be happening. And this is for children in the Midwest, which includes the state of Missouri, by the way. So parents need to be aware that this activity is taking place, don't they?
Yes, sir. And, you know, they always talk about informed consent. So you want to make sure you're educated about what you're taking, whether it's the black box warnings on drug labels or even on your aspartame bottle or your toothpaste, which says Poison Control Center. But when it comes to cutting off the fertility of the next generation, we're going to hide it from you and your parents. And we want to do chop chop. And we're going to tell you secretly how to do that. I mean, how evil do they have to be? I mean,
it can't be much more evil. This outfit, the Midwest and Plains Equity Assistance Center, they have operations in Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. So they're all over the Midwest, aren't they?
Yes, and I hope Governor Parsons of Missouri steps in and says, we don't care about your idiotic policies. We will put you in jail. You do that. And you'll be personally put in jail. Not just the entity that you represent will be fined or closed, but you go to jail. And I think that will start. I mean, once doctors go to jail for cutting off genitalia of kids and putting it in chemically castrating them, I think the doctors will start to say, wow, prison, it really stinks. I don't care if I have $4 million, but if I'm locked up for the next 20 years, what good is it?
Well, we hope that it takes something like that to bring them to their senses. We have a break coming up. We get back from the break, we will find out, all of us, including myself, will find out what is the oil of the week, won't we, Leon?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that. What a bizarre world we live in, where a 17-year-old is committing a crime if they order a shot of whiskey at the local bar. The bartender who serves it is committing a crime, and we're supposed to believe that a same 17-year-old can acknowledge and give grant a surgical procedure of any kind whatsoever. They can't do that. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know shilajit by other names: shilajit, momio, momi, mami, mineral pitch, asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by doTERRA Essential Oils. I am proud to say I am a doTERRA Oils distributor myself. And we have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, who's going to let us know what is the oil of the week, Leon.
Yes, sir, it is blue. It's a soothing blend that's exclusive to doTERRA. And just this weekend, our friends who had driven all the way overnight from Florida and on a 26-footer, you know, his shoulder was all messed up because he had to move it, and he was driving all night. I mean, he moved, like, I don't know, 6-7 tons of stuff. And his shoulder was in terrible shape when he got here. So it was, maybe he might even call in to talk about it. But the single oils that are in Deep Blue are wintergreen, which contains 99% methyl salicylate, which is right from the tree where there's willow bark. And it gives cortisone-like properties without the cortisone impact on the liver and toxicities and things like that. It's beneficial for arthritis, tendinitis, and other inflammation problems with bones, muscle, and joints. And then it's camphor, which is an analgesic. It's anti-inflammatory. It's peppermint, which is anti-inflammatory to the prostate and other damaged tissues. And it's soothing and cooling, smoothing and cooling. It's also a driver. If you have any oil, you want to get deeper into the muscle tissue. You put on whatever the oil is first. You put peppermint on last. You cover it up, and it will go much deeper using peppermint because it's a vasodilator. There's also blue tansy, which is an analgesic, and it's actually physically blue. It's called it's a beautiful name. It's eluding me right now, but it's a natural blue, and it's clear in the plant. But once it is pressurized, it goes blue. It's beautiful. And then there's German chamomile, which is an antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and analgesic. Helichrysum, and that helps cleanse the blood and improve circulatory functions. And I've seen more miracles with helichrysum than any other than frankincense. And then there's osmanthus, and it is highly aromatic and is very good at reducing phlegm and removing blood stasis. So most people use it for arthritis, back pain, bone pain, bruises, bursitis, fibromyalgia, inflammation, joint pain, muscle aches and pain, muscle tension pain, tension headaches, and whiplash. So he put it on his shoulder, just rubbed it on using the stick, and we have it in three different methods, the oil, the rub, and the stick. And we also have a polyphenol, which is for systemic inflammation. So if you have serious inflammation, so I ordered again this week. And so what's nice about it is they actually have a BOGO this week in which you can get Deep Blue, and you get another one for free. So you definitely check it out. I put in an order last night at midnight, and I got a lot of new stuff. So. Deep Blue is fantastic. It is our most referred oil of everything we have because people are always in pain, whether it's back, you hear it at work, you hear it everywhere. And so Deep Blue is very good. And you can only get Deep Blue from doTERRA.
That's right. Well, I always keep Deep Blue on hand. It's a really handy oil. And there's different versions. There's the cream, which I like, the oil itself. And it really helps for the aches and pains that come with overdoing a particular muscle group. If you're active around the farm or the ranch or your homestead, you're going to be having sore muscles, aren't you?
Absolutely. And when, if you have to move 7 tons, 8 tons by yourself with your wife, you know, over a 3-day period, it's a lot of work. So, yeah, his shoulders were messed up. And so when he got here, I said, did you put anything on? He's like, no, I've just been driving all night. So we rubbed it on. And then he said, you know, within minutes, it felt much better. An hour later, he was just working like a beast. So, yeah, Deep Blue is fantastic. I used it when I used to go skiing and put it on before I even ski. And then I could ski for 10, 15 hours. Or actually, in Colorado, it can go up to 12 hours. And it was phenomenal.
Outstanding. Here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United
with
States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? What are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Website is thelibertyman.com. I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo in Des Moines, Iowa, the second weekend of August 12th and 13th. Details and tickets at thelibertyman.com. If you want a log cabin, beautiful log cabin, one room like Davy Crockett had 200 years ago, or a large 6,000 square foot log lodge, such as featured in Yellowstone, the men I work with in Licking, Missouri can help you get that. They'll work with your architect, your contractor, to have just the right log kit you want manufactured and delivered to your job site for your construction crew, your contractor, to build you the beautiful log home that you want. And that's, details are at my website. Just give me a call. We'll get you going on that. And it will be winter before you know it. Yes, I know where the first day of summer is tomorrow, but it'll be winter before you know it. That's where Liberated Rocket Heater comes in. Talk about peace of mind, knowing that no matter if the power grid's down, whether I got wood pellets or not, because it'll burn sticks and twigs and scraps of lumber, that's what the Liberated Rocket Heater will do. anything. Hardwood, softwood, pine, cedar, with no smoke. Details at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, and we're talking about the events today and how incorporating doTERRA oils in your life can help you achieve your goals. If you would like to get started with doTERRA, here's what you do. Go to my website. Under products, you'll find the doTERRA section and do a little shopping. You want to get the largest kit. That's Kilo India Tango that you can afford without going into debt. If you think you need to do that, PayPal will finance that for 6 months with no interest. So get that kit. Number two, get two different copies, two different editions of the same book. Simple two-word title, Modern Essentials. That's the title of the book, Modern Essentials. You're going to want the fifth edition, and you're going to want the 13th and 14th editions. 13th is the last ink on paper edition. The 14th is a PDF update that you can print out and add to it. Now, why these two different editions? Here's why. The fifth edition says things that the Food and Death Administration no longer allows us to say. It's got lots of important details there. The 13th and 14th edition update have all the latest oils, and that's two things to do. Now, if you're in a hurry, you don't want to wait to get the books. You want to get the oils you need right now, and or you'd like to start a business, a home-based business, selling the oils to relatives, neighbors, friends, co-workers, people to go to church with. That's where Leon Green comes in. Just give Leon a call. If he doesn't pick up because he's out taking care of the chickens or something important around the ranch, he'll give you a call back. What's that phone number, Leon? 303-495-2188.
4905 Yes, 4905-2188.
2188, got it. And Leon will get you going with what you need. You can, over time, build up a nice inventory of oils. Just keep them in a cool, dark, dry place, and they'll last for, well, we don't know how long, because the oils in King Tut's tomb, more than 2,000 years old, were still viable and useful, weren't they?
Absolutely.
So just build up that inventory. You got it for yourself. You got it for your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and so forth. The oils will be valued long after you're gone. Well, Leon, this whole thing with with the gender dysphoria and conducting surgery on children, there's something, and this came out of, it was codified worldwide in 1947-48 at the Nuremberg trials, that you cannot and should not be given or take any medicine or medical procedure without giving informed consent first. Now, children can't give informed consent. They simply can't, can they?
No, sir.
So what do we have? We have parents giving that informed consent on their behalf. And that's going to be the defense of these doctors in hospitals. Oh, we had informed consent from the parents. Well, it's going to be up to a jury to decide whether that's real or not, isn't it?
Well, with the number of people passing away every day on TV and all the faceless ones that are not addressed, you know, the jury selection is going to be very very easy to find people that have been impacted by relatives who've been killed by the jab. And, you know, these major corporations are going to go away, but they're going to be fined, you know, out of oblivion. And it's just insane that they just keep pushing it. I still hear it on radio shows saying, come on down. And I see signs saying, get your jab now. It's like, do people not understand that it's too late? That the people who, you know, who may have gotten saline solution, or they want to just keep pumping them up. And I just can't believe they haven't pushed the new pandemic. But I've heard that the British, and I've heard them personally say it on the radio, I mean online, say that, yes, when are we going to roll out the next pandemic? And he was quite a character to lower his cards, or to display his cards, to tell everybody, yeah, we're already working on it. and it's going to be much worse than the new one, so or than the old one. So it's just crazy that the oblivious masses are not even aware of the catastrophic contagion, a program that is an identical offshoot of the first one that came out in September of 2019, and it had the Bill and Melinda Foundation, and the FDA and the WHO, and everybody's involved. The only difference between that one and this one, the event 201 and catastrophic contagion, is the color scheme. It went from blue to red. Oh wow, big deal. But this one is apparently going to be much more deadly. You can go look at this online on YouTube. So it's not what John and I are saying. This is what they've done already in the past, and they keep telling us that there's going to be another one. Bill says that. Fauci said that. I think even Bobblehead said it once or twice. So if we know what their goals are, now is the time. We have a respite between before and between the next pandemic. You saw the things that you were short of before. We'll rectify those problems now. Don't just wait till it happens again. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I personally own more than 20 miles of toilet paper. The commercial rolls are not measured in sheets; they're measured in feet. And it's not a flippant statement; it's an accurate and true statement that John Moore owns more than 20 miles of toilet paper, which is enough to go to from my home to Steelville and back 5 miles. It's about 15 miles of Steelville, the county seat. That's a lot of toilet paper, isn't it?
Absolutely, and get everything else that you need too. I mean, you saw what also ran out, and I'm not talking about child milk or infant formula and things like that. What are the important things that you know of? And both of us, we talked about the generators, and I'm glad you grabbed some too. And I'm gonna and bring it up this weekend is they're gonna be having the ROWE event again this Sunday, and we may have some special speakers there. And it has the ability, and they're going to be talking about many different things, and especially what's happening right now pertaining to FedNow. So what's nice is that, it's a free potluck. You get to meet between 200 and 500 people. They bring their children. And if there's tables in which they have seed swaps, and many times people bring extra eggs and many other things, and they have tables in which people sell colloidal silver. I've set up and I've talked about doTERRA oils there. And so it's a great way to meet local people, but we have people that come from Chicago and from Oklahoma on a regular basis, and or Texas and Arkansas. So, and many people come just so they can see how it's set up so they can take it back to their own area. And Travis at the Prepared Homestead has even done several videos on the importance of community. So I would definitely recommend for locals nearby, check it out and attend if you're able to. That's Sunday at noon.
Absolutely. And Roby, Missouri is in Texas County, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, right. So that would be a nice event, and I hope people can make that. Well, Leon, I'm continuing, and I'll be talking to more Dr. Horowitz and Marie Lasser about this, but apparently it's now been discovered that the COVID clot shot also has monkey DNA virus in it, which leads to another whole set of concerns, doesn't it?
I thought we were evolving. So they want us to go back the other direction on that Darwin stupidity scale? Is that what their goal is now?
No, the goal is to kill us, Leon.
Yeah, I understand that, but now they want to put monkey stuff in it. So it's like, hey, I thought we evolved from
cancer.
Monkey stuff.
The goal is to give us cancer, make us sick and die. That's the goal. Sign me up. I'm going to roll up my sleeve and get some of that injected into me. It's amazing how many different things can be in one little shot in the arm, isn't there?
Oh, you can put tons of poison in the vat, stir it around, strain it, and stick it in the tube. So, aborted fetal tissue, monkey. Graphene oxide. Let's just go down the list. Why don't we throw some arsenic and mercury and fluoride and any other poisons we have? Oh, let's get rid of some dioxin. Why don't they get the stuff from Ohio? Just put all that crap in there and stir it up and just keep injecting it. I mean, that's how asinine this is. I can't believe people are taking this and they're like, they don't even bother to read and do any research. So it just blows me away. I mean, I saw something this morning on how soybean oil is causing it's called nationalscience.com. The soybean oil, which is used for most of the cooking fats that people go out to the fat food stores, McDonald's, Wendy's, and places like that, and it causes Alzheimer's and dementia and depression. And so they finally release it. But I've known about this for 20 years, but people are just talking about it now. So it just blows me away that the lack of knowledge is killing people, but they don't see it. And even though they're grandparents and their parents die and their children die, they don't do any more research. It's like, okay, turn back on the boob tube and just continue to be brainwashed. 1984, part two.
Well, let's do a little segue here. The Chinese communists are building, quote unquote, a military training facility in Cuba. Now, I don't doubt there's going to be some training there, but I look at it as pre-positioning their men for an invasion force. What do you think?
Yeah, and I can't believe that it's taken them, 40 years to figure it out, okay? They realize that they're not going to, the missile crisis, they're not bringing in ICBMs like they did in the late 60s, but they're going to bring in these Chinese people. Why didn't they do this 30 years ago? I just can't believe they procrastinated this long. I'm glad
the Chinese think in decades. They don't think in quarters. Americans... planning takes place in quarters, 3 months at a time. The Chinese planning is decades in advance. So they got their timing, and they're going to work on their timing, not ours. But a training facility, look at Fort Leonard Wood or Fort Bragg. What do they call it now? Fort Liberty. typically 50,000 troops at each location. So I could easily see 50,000 plus Cuban Chinese soldiers at this facility, couldn't you?
Easily. Especially if they're building it, and the Cubans don't have to deal with the infrastructure. They're not going to deal with the smothering humidity and the rains and the hurricanes. So, they're gonna put posh facilities down there for their people. So the Cubans, you're injecting money into our economy, and you've rejected us for 50 years. So. Oh, whatever money you can give us, we'd gladly take it. So, yeah, I can easily see that happening.
Absolutely. Well, it's already, I'm sure they're probably preparing the job sites for this construction already. Probably have several hundred acres someplace, maybe an old sugar plantation that was stolen from the owners when Castro took over. The blueprints are done, and I'm sure construction's already begun or is about to, isn't it?
Yes, and when you said Cuba, I was thinking right down the road from you. I was like, "Oh boy, that's gonna be a target."
No, there used to be a sign at the city limits of Cuba, Missouri: "Welcome to Cuba, Missouri. No Castro," something to that effect.
Canadians would like that same sign too.
Yeah, it's too late for them. We alert people to these matters, educate them, help them to make decisions that are going to be helpful in the future, don't we?
Yes, sir. And what I really believe is important is that people focus on practical ways of preparing. Because, it's good to know what's going to come down the pike, and then you can prepare accordingly. But if you don't even take the action to start growing food that's off-grid, and you have the ability to keep the lights on if they decide, or when they decide to do the rolling blackouts that the White House has talked about more than once, and the WEF, World Economic Forum, has said, yes, there's going to be power outages, and you should be concerned about an EMP. I mean, why would they say something like that unless that is on their plate? And we know that the evil ones are notorious, and I think it's part of their SOP, is that they have to notify the victims before they do it, and that somehow it absolves them of any kind of guilt. So if they told us that there's going to be going dark and you don't have the EMP shield and you don't have Faraday cages and you don't have all your nods and everything else, your thermals and all your electronics in protected Faraday cages, and then you know about it, but you don't take the action to buy a $29 brand new barrel at Lowe's and you line it, then yeah, if you're, I mean, what good is having something you spent $6,000 on, but you don't want to invest $200 or $100 or $29 in protecting it? And so it just blows me away that, you know, people talk about all their toys, but they're unprotected. And so, you know, you have to take action and you actually have to do it. And that's the biggest challenge. It's like exercise. We know the gym's there, and some people have it in the house, but how often do they do it? That's the biggest thing.
That's right. That's right. There's always tons of brand new, hardly used gym equipment for sale on Facebook Marketplace, isn't there?
Yes, sir.
here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Well, Leon, we got about 3 minutes here for you to impart the most important information we can. Let's talk for 3 minutes about the Roby event, the exact location, the time, and what's involved there, if you would, please.
Yeah, Roby is just off 63, about 10 miles. So you Highway 63, and so it starts at noon, and it's at the Roby Convention Center. Roby is a pretty small city, and it's right next to the Volunteer Fire Department. There's a park right next to it, and it's a free potluck. You can bring your own food or just enjoy the other food there for free. There's no obligation, and so it typically goes from like 12 to 2 or 3, and then they start the whatever training or whatever things they're going to talk about, whether it's the U.S. senators or others that come and speak there. Or we're going to be doing some medical training very soon. It's more advanced. And so that's the gist of what is going to be happening. And then it typically people start to wind down about 5 or 6, and they can stay open. I've been there as long as late as 9 o'clock. So it really depends on what's happening. Many people don't like to drive at night, so they just leave at 5 or 6 or whatever. And sunset around here is about 8:30 right now.
Well, the longest day of the year is tomorrow, isn't it, sir?
Yes, sir.
And beginning Thursday the 22nd, the day will be about 2 or 3 minutes shorter, won't it?
Yes. Yep. And I wish the temperatures would go down 1 or 2 degrees each day after that, but it seems like it keeps going up until September, October.
Yeah, there was a time when the second week of September was the end of the hot weather, but that's no longer the case, is it?
Because it's all global warming, remember?
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
What I am doing right now, working on, right after the call, I have hundreds and hundreds of gallons of propane being delivered to two different tanks that are already set up and ready to go. And we have the propane generators, and propane lasts indefinitely. Unlike gas and diesel can last, using PRID, 5 to 10 years, depending on the storage conditions. But propane will last indefinitely, and it's actually cooler on the generators that both of us bought than gases. And it makes them, they last longer too. So there's so many benefits of propane. And it's cheaper to buy it in the summertime than it is in the winter. So now is the time to stock up, just like you bought that pallet of wood. It's cheaper to buy it, or the pellets. It's cheaper to buy stuff now that are opposite of the season that you're in. So
that's right. Yeah. Right now is the best time to buy propane, and it's better to have all the stuff in advance. And if you got it, you need it. It's better to have it, not need it, than to need it, not have it, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Leon, thank you, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday. Appreciate it. At the top of the hour break, we will have the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. Stay tuned.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.